Whenever I, as a relatively young disciple of Srila Prabhupada, remember him, the first vision in my own mind is that here is a soul absolutely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Throughout my life, whenever there are difficult situations and when it is not so easy to find my way, I'm looking or I'm praying a prayer which Srila Prabhupada wrote when he arrived in America. In this prayer, which has been appraised by the Vaishnav community all over the world as the prayer of a fully surrendered soul, Srila Prabhupada expresses his helplessness. He says, "My Lord, I do not know why you have brought me here to America, but you must certainly have your purpose." Then he addresses what he observes the Americans are. He says, the populace here is totally overwhelmed by the lower modes of tamas and rajas. How will they like your katha, the talk about you?" Then he expresses his great faith. "But if they are willing to hear the sound vibration about your glories, will purify them." Then a little later, he expresses that he wishes to become someone who brings this powerful message, this message of purification, into the hearts of his audience. He says, "My Lord, please make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like." And he signs his prayer at the end, signs the most insignificant beggar, is he Bhaktivedanta Swami. So this is in when I should speak something about my spiritual master, this is a prayer or a vision which comes to mind. He is a great personality, very dear Mukunda Preshta to Lord Krishna, who has surrendered himself to be his instrument, and who is now being moved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is something which comes very much to my mind when I hear of my own spiritual master. He has the higher connection. He is not an individual who acts on his own, but he is moved and he's made to speak by the Supreme Lord. Another thing which you might find a little humorous, and I'm not sure if I can express this before my older brother in good words, is a very personal approach to Srila Prabhupada. I like one particular pastime about Srila Prabhupada very much. A pastime which speaks to my own conditioned nature and my lack of surrender to him. As a disciple at the time of initiation is becoming surrendered to his spiritual master, and there will be challenges to this surrender when his ego wakes up and wants to go also against his spiritual master. It is not always easy for each disciple to control this material tendency which keeps him in the material world. And I'm a very good example of a person who is thinking still of surrendering more and more to Srila Prabhupada. Once Srila Prabhupada made a morning walk in New York in the Central Park. This year I had the opportunity to visit the Central Park and see where this pastime takes place because I like it very much. So as he was going on the morning walk with his cane and warm cloth, he would spot the little frozen puddles of water which were there. He would go out of his way, take his cane and break the ice in these frozen, ice-covered little, I hope it's a good English word, puddles of water. He would do this a few times. His disciples were noticing it, and obviously they didn't want to ask him about it because it seemed to be so indecent. Why are you breaking the ice? One asked in Chicago, where Srila Prabhupada had been, if Prabhupada on a morning walk displayed some extraordinary behavior. And first, the devotee of Chicago didn't know what to do with the question, but then he answered, yes, I don't know if it's extraordinary, maybe there was a deeper meaning behind it, but Srila Prabhupada went out of his way to break the ice on the puddles of water. Acha, says the New York devotee. He also did it here. So he decided to ask Prabhupada for the reason. Very politely and very humbly, he said, Srila Prabhupada, you have broken the ice on the puddles of water. Some reasons behind this? Prabhupada very firmly answered, it is my duty. So this, of course, now was a question. Why is it the duty of a spiritual master to break puddles of ice in New York and Chicago? What is... it was a question in the minds of the devotees. Then Srila Prabhupada explained, it is the duty of the spiritual master to help his disciple to overcome his ego. And he gave a very nice explanation. He said, originally the heart is full of love for Krishna. But when we enter the material world, this pristine liquid of love of Krishna becomes adulterated by the foreign atmosphere and becomes changed. Just like when we enter this world, our love of Krishna becomes lust to enjoy the material world. And this lust is directly under the control of the self-centered ego who wants to enjoy and not give enjoyment. There are different forms of this lust. Not every lust is physically oriented. And name, fame and glory is a little bit more subtle. For instance, so the spiritual master can his duty is to help the disciple overcome this frozen state of the heart. He breaks the ice of the ego, and not all disciples want it. They protect the heart against the stick of the guru. They do not like the guru to inflict discipline. They want sometimes to inflict discipline on the guru. Do it like this, do it like that, say like this. So Srila Prabhupada fortunately is an icebreaker. Fortunately for us, poor disciple, very unsurrendered. When you read Srila Prabhupada's books, when you see his example, when you try to follow his life's teaching, you will quickly notice that in his guiding you, he brings you to the point where your ego is confronted. For each spiritual master wishes that the ice becomes the original liquid again, that the ego or the enjoyment spirit is turned into giving enjoyment to Lord Krishna. In summary, Srila Prabhupada is, in my own humble eyes, the very surrendered soul to Srila, to Shri Krishna, who is connected with his divine mission to elevate the conditioned souls in this world. And Srila Prabhupada is an icebreaker. Leads us to surrender to Lord Krishna by his example, which he is so good in. I wanted to read it, but you can all find it, the arrival prayers, and by his teachings and guidance. So with this, we wish to turn to our exalted guest, His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, who really, if you read the dialogues which are available, it's printed in German language, Leben kommt von Leben, life comes from life. You know how very dear he is to Srila Prabhupada, and how it is the same personality who walked with Srila Prabhupada on the beach and asked him these very, very important questions. And he is now next to us, he is now before us, and we will now hear with our utmost concentration. Our heart will be filled with surrendering listening, and I wish that we all hear now very patiently. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.